This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
You know, I just made a decision. I'm going to give you ultra-massive news 2 weeks before it comes out yet again. I'm going to throw down the gauntlet, and I'm going to go ahead and drop some major intel on you that I've got from multiple sources on the other side. But first, here's part of John Bowne's report. All I want for Christmas is Hillary in prison.
A nationwide alert to avoid any E. coli-laced romaine lettuce is in effect.
We have some breaking news from the Centers for Disease Control. The agency just tweeted a little while ago this new alert, calling it an outbreak alert about romaine lettuce, telling everyone here in the U.S. and people in Canada to avoid all romaine lettuce. And it's because of an E. coli outbreak that's already made 32 people sick in 11 different states.
And I would also warn against swallowing any of the Democrats' BS-laced rhetoric as you travel to see friends and family who may have somewhat different political views. Be forewarned, the victory the Socialist Democrats had in the House over the midterms have rendered them drunk with anti-American fervor. And after yet again another Broward County debacle, not since Watergate have they won by such a large margin. Of course, former President Obama, who has now set a new precedent for criticizing a sitting president, took to poisoning the White House turkey as soon as possible.
I hereby grant you a full pardon.
We are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues.
And where would the attack on domestic bliss by the left be without being reminded of criminal monstrosity Hillary Clinton, who along with the Democrats put the Trump family on notice? As Jamie White reports, Democrats on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee at the behest of Clinton are planning to look into Ivanka Trump's use of personal email to conduct government business while she was transitioning into her position within the Trump administration. Interestingly, former Clinton spokesman Philip Raines first directed Democrats to investigate Trump, and they obeyed.
Early on, and for a little period of time, Ivanka did some emails. They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton, who deleted 33. She wasn't hiring. She wasn't doing anything to hide her emails. I looked at it just very briefly today, and the presidential records, they're all in presidential records. There was no hiding. There was no deleting like Hillary Clinton did. There was no service in the basement like Hillary Clinton had. You're talking about a whole different, you're talking about all fake news. So what Ivanka did, it's all in the presidential records. Everything is there. There was no deletion. There was no nothing. What it is a false story. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails. She had a server in the basement. That's the real story.
But the Clintons shouldn't feel so smug this holiday season. Zero Hedge reports House Republicans will hear testimony on December 5th from the prosecutor appointed by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate allegations of wrongdoing by the Clinton Foundation, according to Representative Mark Meadows.
Well, we believe that it's time to circle back. Actually, Mr. Huber with the Department of Justice and FBI has been having an investigation, or at least part of his task was to look at the Clinton Foundation and what may or may not have happened as it relates to improper activity with that charitable foundation. And so we've set a hearing date for December the 5th. And invitations are about to go out to the appropriate witnesses, of which obviously Mr. Huber.
All right, folks, the full report is up on Infowars.com. That's John Bowne.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the InfoWar coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. And I'm proud of the fact that the most criminal, anti-American, globalist organizations in the world and the controlled corporate press have made me public enemy number two, second only to our great president, Donald J. Trump. See, I'm not here just trying to cover my butt like most people do and be a follower. I'm trying to be a real leader. People talk about what leadership is, about being able to speak well or having interesting ideas. Real leadership is going against the grain when you know that the grain is taking the population over a cliff. Real leadership is moral courage. That's paramount. And then everything else flows from that. But if you don't have that moral courage, you're a follower. You won't just go on with what's trendy. You'll go along with people that are bullying you. And they'll never run out of things to demand. And so Thomas Jefferson was asked, what is the limit tyrants will go to? And he said, it's the exact amount that you will put up with. Now, let me do this. I have a lot of interesting sources, and I was getting this information a few weeks ago, and then I saw in congressional hearings and in statements made movement. And then the president's tweet this morning crystallized it all that I needed to talk about this, and I was thinking about breaking down what's about to happen, and then I got another message from an individual I know that has amazing sources saying the exact same thing. And remember, you know, I told you the day after Vegas from the hostage rescue team that he'd been to the Middle East. The room was full of ISIS and Al-Qaeda paraphernalia, that he'd been a gun runner, and that there were other shooters, and all that later came out. And over a year later, they still won't give out an official statement. And that really was the FBI that told me that morning. And they also had a question. How had I said that night before? I would expect attacks on sporting events, concerts. I figure ISIS would probably attack at, say, 10 o'clock at night when the concert's letting out. And, you know, sometimes I have all this info and I cover it all, and 99% of what I do is just, you know, right out of my analysis. But sometimes I just say things. And then they're like, yeah, you said it hours before it happened on that Sunday night. And I said, I don't know why I said it. And I know that they then had a counterterrorism group investigate me as if I haven't already been investigated. I mean, I don't know why I said that. Okay? It just felt like that was what was going on. And the Lord works mysterious ways. You know, that just slips into my mind to say, so that then the hostage rescue team tells me what really went on and also then has their question from the FBI. But they're not stupid. They know how the universe actually works. Now, let's get serious here. I always tend to just blurt out the big giant news when I feel like it's the right time to do it, and I don't ever build it up. Like, I always say, coming up next hour, then I start saying what I'm going to cover next hour. I just want to get it out there. But stuff like this is so big that I really should, like, wait till tomorrow to tell you. Instead of just saying, hey, here it is, and then I give people incredible information, and it's just like, ah, big deal. And then it comes true in a week or two, and there's not even any press coverage of it. And it's not about me getting attention or credit. It's about they're trying to say I'm a liar. They're trying to say I'm wrong all the time. They're trying to say I've done all these things I haven't done, that I'm calling for violence. I have to sit here and show you that we know what we're talking about. I said a year and a half ago, Trump is ordering Sessions to go after him criminally, and he's saying he can't do that, when clearly he can, when it's clear and present. The president can't say what you're supposed to find, but he can say, I want this investigated, or I want you to crack down on opiates, or I want people down at the damn border, or I want the U.S. Army to do this. But when you're investigations, well, here's Sunday. Here's Sunday's headline for the Sunday show. Exclusive, Trump set to indict Hillary Clinton and other deep staters in coming months. And then what's out today? Trump shares image calling for his opponents to face trials for treason with Hillary Clinton and James Comey front and center in the image. Exactly who I said. Now, I know what's going on. I know what the right thing to do is, but I also have sources. A lot of them. And a lot of people are scared right now. That's why we have guests on this show that'll say they're friends of the show, and then suddenly they won't come on the show, or suddenly they come on and start siding with George Soros on the air or saying Trump's bad. That's all them signaling in case this goes wrong and Trump gets killed or overthrown so they don't get targeted. It's cover your ass type behavior, and it's what's going to destroy this damn planet. Excuse my French. I mean, men have to stop acting like this crap. I know you can Machiavelli lie and cover both sides, and that's not what men are supposed to do. Leadership is about really standing up for what you believe in and putting it all on the table, not half measures. But there are just a bunch of men in this country that do not act like Americans. They do not act like Western ideology. They act like a pack of frat boys who think they're tough. And they want all the trappings of being men, but they're never really men at the end of the day because they don't have moral courage. And if you don't have moral courage, you don't have anything. The left will always try to shame you in public and get in your face and go, aha, and do all this stuff and boo at you. As if you're in a restaurant and they're booing at you, they look like the fools. And they always feel stupid and walk off. That's because they're followers. That would hurt them to be in a restaurant and have people come up and boo at them. And you just go from that point on, do you really want to be those people? Where the left says, we're going to get in your face wherever you are, whatever you're doing. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow to go over this. I'm going to cover it at 6 after in the third hour, because Faith Goldie's coming up and a lot more. I'm going to cover it start of the next hour, and I'm going to do my best job to go over it. But this is very important because I'm not just going to tell you what's going to come out in the next 2 weeks. Now, it could change. They could decide not to do it. But word is Trump's going to go ahead and let the dogs loose. In fact, the dogs have been told you're off the chain. And I already was told this 2 weeks ago, and you're seeing what's going on here. The president's tweeting that he's going to have their asses locked up. Okay? And they sure as hell deserve it. Deserve a lot more than that. These people are out of control. They don't know when to stop. They don't know when to back down. They're crazy. They're megalomaniacs. But I'm not just going to tell you what's going to happen, because the time is for the enemy to know what's about to happen. They already know. That's why it's now time to tell you. We're also going to tell you how they're going to counter this. And you saw all the signals the last week. You saw it really heat up today with the whole Ivanka Trump thing. That's a little telltale on this. So I'm going to give you all the specifics next hour, but it's reported that 18 foreign governments got into Hillary's server. The Pentagon, everybody knew what Hillary was doing. They were tapping the whole thing. And 17 U.S. agencies have the emails. That means the president has them for 2 years. Hillary always intended to be elected. She acted like she was above the law. Because these people are crazy. They think they're invincible. Just like psychopaths always do reckless stuff at the end. Because they want to be caught subconsciously. They hate themselves subconsciously. The good that's left in them, just their physical body's trying to kill them. It wants the spirit out. So it's like even though they're demonically possessed, the spirit is struggling in there to like kill the body immediately just to get the demon out. If you want to use a metaphysical parlance, you'd say it's the subconscious versus the conscious and the ego and the id and all that stuff. But the point is that all of her emails are about to get released. You know, the 35,000? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and a bunch of other stuff about Robert Mueller. And Comey and all you criminals. Get ready, scumbags.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We'll be right back. lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up in the next hour, at 6 after, I'm going to lay out Trump's counterstrike against the deep state that he signaled today with the tweet saying that there needs to be treason trials for Robert Mueller, for Hillary Clinton, for Barack Obama, for James Comey, and others. Boy, if that isn't the shot politically heard around the world. There was my headline on Sunday, exclusive: Trump set to indict Hillary Clinton and other deep staters in coming months. Yes, the Death Star is clear to fire. That's all coming up, and I'm going to tell you how they're going to do it, how the deep state's going to counter. But that's what's so crazy about the deep state. Trump has them dead to rights. He has them. And he didn't want to damage the economy. He thought they'd just crawl back into their holes, but they cannot stop. And so we're going to give you the specifics exclusively here of Hillary Clinton's secret server and where the contents are and what is about to happen and more. Next month's news today. Why we're hated, why they tried to block us, why they tried to shut us down. You know, they said it was a referendum, the election here in the midterms a few weeks ago on Trump. And we know about the fraudulent polls and all the rest of it. We saw a massive election fraud and people voting the names of dead people, illegal aliens publicly voting, and Democrats stealing elections all over the country. Trump really won. We really won. And that's the sentiment. It's what the bots and the numbers are really showing. It's why the globalists are panicking. And all over the world, nationalists are winning, from Brazil to Germany to the U.K., to Italy, so they don't know what to do. And up in Canada, though, they've really clamped down, and they've been saying, you know, you can't read out of the Bible scriptures about, you know, sexualization of children, or you can't do this. And then Faith Goldie, out of 30-something candidates, journalist, talk show host, she was in third place without them letting her run ads in newspapers, TV. She was banned, and she was banned from the debates, and she'll give us a little footnote on what happened with that, but she didn't lose. She ran. They had to block her, but she injected reality, and she fought back. And I tell you, Canada is really ready to awaken. But I wanted to get her on about the invasion of our borders, how Canada's wide open internationally to globalists, what she sees coming next, the attack on the West. And then I'm going to get into the most over-the-top video ever in the last segment of this hour. The video's on InfoWars.com. At city council meetings all over the country, there's battles going on where the so-called transgenders come and demand access to your five-year-old children for, quote, grooming. Now, you heard me use the pedophile term grooming. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be playing all of this coming up, but the establishment is making its move on our children. Faith Goldie, faithfortoronto.ca, still a great website. At Faith Goldie on Twitter. And, of course, she's worked with a lot of other great folks like Laura Southern and others at The Rebel. And she's freelancing right now. Faith, thanks for coming on with us today. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me back on, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first? I mean, obviously, you're big on borders, the attack on the West, the globalist alliance with Islam, the EU saying they're going to ban, and so will the UK, any criticism of Islam. They're saying they won't let Christian refugees in because it might offend from countries where Muslims are killing them, like Pakistan, because it might offend the Muslims. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if you're giving me my pick of the litter here, then definitely the UN Migrant Compact, or as I have nicknamed it, the UN Suicide Pact of Nations, is where all of my attention is right now. This is really where the globalists have brought the battle lines. They have seen the nationalistic winds everywhere from Donald Trump in America to Brazil to certain pockets of Europe as well, with we see Salvini in Italy, etc. And they're saying to hell with the ballot box. It takes too much work. It takes too much money to rig all of the elections. We can't pull the wool over everyone's eyes. So what they're doing now is that they're injecting legislation through international nationalist bodies, namely the United Nations in this case. So they have come up with this migrant compact, which almost all 193 UN member states, just shy of, I think, seven of them now, have said that they're not going to sign. But the rest of them are fully on board. And what this does, Alex, is that it makes migration from anywhere in the world, for any reason, to anywhere in the world, at any time,
all right,
a human right. That's exactly right. And no one in the face of the planet was asked if we wanted this. And yet our elected officials are butting up with unelected, unaccountable globalists and injecting an open borders suicide pact into our national legislatures without our consent.
Wow. I mean, this is exactly what's happening. It's cut and dry treason. It's reverse colonialism. And then we're supposed to pay for all of it as well. Faith Goldie is obviously on fire today, breaking all this down. And now the EU is forming its own military to not let nation states leave. I mean, this is 100% authoritarianism, a replay of World War II. Oh, and who came up with the plan for the EU first?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It was always going to be the greater Deutschmark, okay? Look, at the end of the day, we know why they were edging towards this globalist world order. So that way, together, the sum of their parts could be larger than any one group of patriots within any particular nation. But really, this is a fight of ideas that transcends our national borders because they're coming for each one of our nations. And Alex, you're 100% right in saying that we're ultimately the ones who are going to have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for it, not just demographically with the changes we're going to sustain, but sociologically, economically. Part of this compact out of the gates is that our nations are to promote and advertise our newly opened borders. Once these people decide that they want to come to our nation because we've got the greatest welfare systems, that's literally what we have to advertise, that our nations then have to pay for their reduced risk journeys to our welfare state. So that looks like things like land transfer. That looks like things like different sorts of perhaps better equipped sea vessels than the dinghies we've been seeing North Africans take to cross the Mediterranean. And then once they actually land on our shores, Alex, the job doesn't end there. We're expected to give them work permits, residence permits, job permits, not to mention information on how to acquire free education and healthcare. And in a socialized state like mine, where my relatives, my ancestors, have been paying into a socialized healthcare system for decades, that means a lot of trouble. We already know that we've got folks who are coming into our country with things like tuberculosis, with stage 4 cancer. So when you have a socialized healthcare system, that means people like my late mother are moved further and further and further down the queue because, well, guess what? We got to make sure that we prioritize all of the different migrants. And while all of this is happening, we are informing the migrants of their new rights in the jackpot land.
Oh, that's what's incredible, where they'll bitch about the food and complain. When we come back, I'll play the video that I didn't get to yesterday, where you've got the guy in Germany bragging, ha, there's no Germans in Germany. The only ones who are there are working to pay for my welfare. Ha, ha, ha. It is just so insane how cucked we are. Faith Goldie is our guest. Talk show host from Canada, straight ahead to break it all down. Share those live links.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Live from Canada.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and Faith Goldie of faithgoldie.ca is our guest a little bit in the next hour. Appreciate her joining us. And then I am going to get into the next phase of Trump preparing to make his move on Hillary and the deep state. And that is some huge news that we'll get Faith Goldie's take on here in just a moment. You cannot underestimate how massive this is. This is going to be huge, what I'm going to be covering coming up in the next hour. It's one of the biggest things I've ever covered, and it's exclusive, and it ties into Trump sharing image calling for his opponents to face trials for treason. So that image is up at drudgereport.com and InfoWars.com. Listen, I get so busy covering the news that I'm our biggest problem. I plugged for 1 minute last hour. Most talk show hosts plug a minute every segment, products and sponsors. I don't do that. But we're funded by you buying water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, high-quality supplements, high-quality films and books and preparedness gear. And because they've been trying to take our payment processors and shut us down, my answer to that was the biggest sales ever in the last few months to sell all inventory out by the end of the year. Because we have inventory tax and things. But this year, I usually keep enough to have some stuff into the new year. We're not going to have very much at the start of the new year. I'm trying to sell everything. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off on the supplements, up to 75% off on everything else. A lot of this stuff is lost leaders that were just everything must go. Water filtration is at a $249, the Electra Pure Pro, amazing gravity filter system. It's $127. Usually at 200, it's an absolute steal. But that's because, again, they ordered too much of these. This is directly from the factory. We've been given authorization from the factory to sell these until they're all sold out. At this rate, we're talking a couple days max. We're going to have to get rid of this special because that's going to be it. They're going to be sold out. So take advantage of that. Get it as a gift. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't battle the crowds. Don't go pay for overpriced crap at Target, you know, that funds the whole globalist program. Support InfoWars that isn't afraid to say the word Christmas, and give the gift of a water filtration system or an air purification system from Alexa Pure Breeze. It's 200 and something bucks. Leading competitors aren't even as good, 500 bucks. Get the super high quality, fresh, durable food, last 25 years, 50% off at the end of the year. They are selling out of their entire inventory that just got packaged a few months ago. That is from My Patriot Supply, the same folks that designed the Alexa Pure Breeze. This is the biggest sale ever. Free shipping, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points on your future order. Normally 5 points, 5 cents on every dollar. It's 10 cents on every dollar now. This is, without a doubt, biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com, Cyber Week, and all these deals will stay there until at least Sunday, except if things are about to sell out. Then if stuff isn't coming in for, you know, 2-3 more months, then we'll have it go back to regular retail once we get down to just a few hundred bottles of this or a few hundred T-shirts of that. And one of the biggest things you can do is you can go get the T-shirts. It's choose your adventure. You wear a big old red InfoWars shirt in a right-wing area, you'll get carried on people's shoulders. Might meet your wife or husband or whatever. But you wear that in a blue state area, you might get hit in the head with a bike lock. And I'm serious. Or hot coffee thrown on you. You want to experience what it's like to be me? Do it. Or wear a Moan Labe. Leftists don't speak Latin. They'll just think it's a Spartan helmet. We've got clothes for men, clothes for women. We've got the whole George Washington line. We've got Trump as, we're talking about triggering, cutting the head off of Medusa that happens to be Hillary. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your T-shirt today. Give it as a gift. Ball caps, you name it. Back to Faith Goldie, faithgoldie.ca, and her great work. Back into the whole Islamic invasion, how the left's allied with it, and the cucking, the arrogance of this, and how it's like the bottom has just dropped out of reality.
What I find amazing is that center-right and, let's say, harder-right folks can't manage to ally themselves to defeat the globalists. And yet you have the far LGBT and alt-left allying with Islamo-fascism, which essentially wants them all dead, to establish their own ends, which is globalism for one and a global caliphate for the other. But ultimately, it's to do away with the Christian nation state that we see across most of the Western civilized world. As for Canada, my home and native land, we have already passed something called Motion 103. This brings into law, in effect, de jure, Islamo-Sharia law, where we have a, quote, whole of government approach to, quote, eliminating Islamophobia, where we don't even try to define what Islamophobia means. But we know that Sharia law, well, hell, if you make fun of Muhammad, if you draw a cartoon of him, there are all sorts of evils that can befall you. And, I mean, where do we draw the line? Should we say that a woman, in fact, needs 4, you know, witnesses to be able to make rape allegations? The sort of thing that's increasing more and more day
by
day.
And by the way, Faith, I have 3 daughters. I am... Islamic sexual mutilation, having their genitals cut off, very phobic of that. I'm phobic of gay people being thrown off buildings. I am phobic of the horrible third world conditions these people are in. I'm phobic on how about 80% of Islamic men in the West are on welfare and never work and walk around their nightgowns all day stinking, bitching at everyone. You bet. I am absolutely phobic of them and the gang raping and the making fun of people and the migrant jokes about there being no Germans left in Germany except for those working to pay for his welfare.
Yeah, I just saw a report out of Sweden, official government report that 1/3 of the young women there have now undergone some sort of sexual abuse. This is, of course, not just correlated. It's caused by the migrant invasion there. We are literally sacrificing our young, specifically our women and our children. These are two groups that Western, frankly, men used to put up on a pedestal and die to protect. But now we're putting our women and our children on the altar and sacrificing them in the name of political correctness. We are more afraid of being called Islamophobic than we are of Islamic terrorism. We are more afraid of being called Islamophobic than having our daughters being raped by migrants.
Exactly. We know the enemy corporate media gangs up on anybody that stands up for reality. When we come back, you're an expert, not in journalism, about the sexualization of children, the grooming of it. The left now admits they're grooming children to be sexually sterilized. In the UK, as you know, some schools, elementary, 30% are already opting in to be sterilized. This is the most massive eugenic story ever. But speaking of the devil, it's an InfoWars.com report from yesterday. Everyone should share this video. Video, migrant jokes, invader jokes about there being no Germans left in Germany. And he goes further. He laughs and says all of them are busy working to pay for us. Over 80% after 5 years of being in the country have no job and don't want them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the horrible face of the cucking of the West. Let's go to the video. An African asylum seeker, a black guy, is walking around the city of Nuremberg. He talks to the first person he sees and says, thank you for taking me in, that I may live here for having my health insurance, place to live, food, and everything else. That person says, I'm not German, I'm Albanian. Which is Muslim. The African says, oh, excuse me. He continues walking and speaks to the next person. He says, thank you. I may live in Germany. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. Excuse me. I'm not German. I'm Turkish. The African says, oh, excuse me. He continues walking and speaks to the next person. He says, thank you for allowing me to live in Germany, though you took me in as a refugee. Says, I'm not German, I'm Arab. The African asks, where are all the Germans? The Arab looks and watches and says, probably all working. And the judges in Germany and Sweden, they're all ruling that they're allowed to rape 9-year-old girls. This is in the news. They say, you are allowed to rape. You're allowed to crap in the pool. I mean, this is literally the invasion of inbred retards.
You import the third world, you become the third world. I don't know about you, but that video I find particularly just, oh, it boils my blood, Alex. This guy is not only admitting to the fact that we are fools, he's doing so brazenly. And, you know, you talked about sort of this forced sterilization, etc. People in Western society today are not just sterilizing themselves biologically, but intellectually as well. I saw a report out, French women say that they would rather import migrants that have children. So perhaps we're getting the future that we all deserve. We need our heads checked, Alex.
They're committing suicide because they have existential guilt about perceived superiority, and then those coming in have existential envy, which the left is playing on. And so instead of adopting, in many ways, a superior culture, everyone is trying to flush it because the superiority is embarrassing.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Faith Goldie is our guest, and then coming up at 6 after, I'm going to lay on you Trump's counterstrike. Now, the globalists know this is coming. That's why I've been authorized to tell you this. And it's a little bit more than just being authorized. Because I think everybody's kind of figured out that InfoWars doesn't call the shots. InfoWars has a seat at the table. And we can see the tea leaves, and we can see what needs to be done. Let's just say there's a kind of an ether, and we're synced up with the president. The enemy already noticed that a few years ago. That's what scares them so much. So we're going to be laying out the counterstrike that Trump just put out today. I told you Sunday it was coming in the next few months. I said you'd start seeing rumblings this week. And I've now talked to a lot of sources in the FBI, in the Pentagon, in journalism, at the White House. Obviously, Roger Stone has a lot of sources. And Trump is taking the gloves off. It's done. And he wants them to know, too. And the Pentagon, everybody's been told. I'm going to get to it coming up. Faith Goldie's with us here. She's amazing. I want to get her on a lot more often. She's over in Prague. She just is getting married tomorrow. Very exciting. But before we go any further, since we mentioned all this, she got into politics as an award-winning journalist. And by award-winning, hundreds of millions of views on her videos of the sexualization of children. And the UN is caught running giant child kidnapping rings and sex rings, kidnapping women everywhere from Haiti to Bosnia to Greece to England to the U.S. It's their business. They have diplomatic immunity. They can smuggle people, ship women, kids, drugs, diamonds. And they're running the migrant caravans that they admit have hundreds of kidnapped kids in them. Even the Washington Post admits a lot of them ended up in sex trafficking. Meanwhile, they call it drag queens. It's not drag queens. It's from Europe to here. Guys dress up like vampires in scary-ass outfits. They go into five-year-olds to traumatize them. They tell them little boys are really girls, little girls are really boys. And it is a sexualization program and grooming of children into the LGBTP community. Well, now more and more, they're having city council battles where how dare you And fathers are having their kids taken because the mother and the school wants the kid to be sterilized at age six and all of this. Well, here it is. Drag queen admits he's grooming children at story hour events, Lafayette, Louisiana. This is Louisiana, conservative Bible Belt. And they get up and say, we're grooming them. We're grooming them. And all these publications are praising it. And they have giant child kidnapping rings in England that turned out to be real. And then people are prosecuted that expose it because this is the religion of the corrupt Vatican. It's the religion of all these instances. It's pedophilia, folks. Now, are all these drag queens into that? No. They're kind of the ambassador of this, the Renfield of it. But it doesn't matter. The point is, if a man walked up to your children in a nice suit and talked about their sexuality, they get arrested. But if you're dressed like a clown in the school, a lot of times parents aren't told, then it's okay. We're going to Faith Goldie. But here is the shocking clip. It's on InfoWars.com.
I think that the true misunderstanding of what this event is supposed to be and what me dressing up in drag for it is going to be. I am not there to push any kind of agenda. I was told at the library council meeting last night that I'm pushing the trans agenda. I'm pushing an overly sexualized agenda, and that is furthest from the truth. I am just as talented as a singer or a dancer or anyone that has a special talent. It just mine is dressing up as a woman and entertaining a crowd. Now, everywhere you can go, you can see that people can change their views for certain audiences. Just as much as someone can be an actor and be an actor movie for a rated R movie, and they can go around and be in a G-rated movie, I can go and entertain an adult in a club, but also entertain a group of students and young children. I'm able to do that because I'm an adult and I know how to filter myself. And I just think that it is implorable, some of the opinions that I've seen and some of the looks I received here tonight. The eyes that people give you whenever they think that you are the one that's in support of this event is truly disgusting. And I am not here
I don't want to have Faith respond, but what's disgusting is a grown adult wanting to go ruin the innocence of children and try to confuse them, and that's what this is. He goes into the grooming in a moment, and it's obscene. I mean, imagine if you went to a topless bar and you saw three-year-olds putting money in the G-string of women. You'd say it was sick and evil and illegal. But this goes on at these schools and events where these guys shake their asses in the kids' face. Most of them are, quote, adult entertainers, as this guy's saying. And we videotaped this ourselves. This is happening everywhere. I can't show some of this because the men have glitter on their genitals around the kids, and the kids are hugging them when these guys have got, like, foot-long. I mean, folks, I can't believe it. But this is showing how insane this is. I cannot show our TV viewers what children are being shown here because of the FCC. We're on a lot of TV stations. And I'm going to go to Faith, but let's finish him talking about grooming. Here it is.
Anyone's views about me, but I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful, and for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did. And just because I said that, you heard the little plore of people behind me. It's disgusting. We are trying to teach people to be tolerable, to be patient.
You see, it's about throwing at your face, man. People in demon clown outfits shaking their ass in front of your five-year-old, and they don't even tell you where a guy did this in the park, you go to jail. But again, it's about, oh, you hear them hissing when I say I'm going to groom your kids? Damn it, I'm doing it, and that's it. Faith Goldie, this is your expertise. You got into media to expose this. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I got into media because of the fact that in my province of Ontario, they're pushing forward a sex ed curriculum from junior kindergarten all the way up to grade 8. And it was actually, its chief architect is a convicted child pornographer. So we see this time and time again. No one grows up being this sort of sexual deviant. I'm sorry to say, they've been groomed because of some sort of exposure, desensitization, or abuse. And so what happens is basically the way that these sexual deviants procreate more sexual deviation is by abusing others. And regrettably, what we have are two different types of victims. Of course, kids cannot consent to any sort of sexual activity. So they find themselves in those sorts of situations because of one of two reasons. Number one, without their parents knowing, or number two, with their parents knowing. And more, what I find most troubling is that parents are actually bringing these kids into to these drag read-ins, you know, consenting to their kids getting this sort of sexual education where, say, in my province, six-year-olds are being taught about consents, eight-year-olds are being taught about the whole gender queer spectrum, grade five kids, they're being taught about, you know, SEX up to what's it. And so there's just a whole sort of just gamut of things that kids should not be exposed to. The greatest sort of evil is wanting to deprive a child of their innocence. And that's what this is. And we know why it's being pushed by, while perhaps not every globalist or every tyrannical, you know, government leader is themselves a pedophile or a diddler or what have you, we know why they like this sort of thing. And why they help push it is because it leads to the moral decay of the fabric of our society. And when you have an immoral society, when you have a spiritually corrupted society, then it's a lot easier to corrupt them in other ways as well. There's no moral civic consensus. Well, then hell, anything goes. More government, more tyranny, more taxes, more invasions. And it all starts with your personal moral compass, because all morality doesn't start on the streets. It starts inside your soul. And so that's why they're getting these kids when they're weak. They're getting them when they're vulnerable, which is when they are specifically what they are, which is children. And so what I'd say is that any parent, if you see this happening, number one, get your kid the hell out of harm's way. And number two, become proactive, because a lot of other parents are asleep at the wheel. And what I've seen with my friends with young children is that it's become almost impossible to shelter their kids from other kids whose parents are putting them in these sorts of situations, who are raising them gender
neutral.
Yeah,
let's be clear. This is epidemic. This is happening in the Bible Belt. The UK is the model of the Tavistock Institute for depopulation. And they know that if you'll let Caitlyn Jenner on the cover of a magazine as the most beautiful woman in the world when it's not Caitlyn Jenner, it's an ugly dude. It's a war on reality. They know you'll put up with anything. And really, it's a form of spiritual vampirism. Amen. This whole worldwide system is run on hurting children, destroying their innocence. And all the studies show sexualization of children absolutely screws them up for life, and many of them then become abusers themselves. So they're building armies of future pedophiles who then are obsessed with relationships with children, because as a child someone molested them, so now they are hungry to get to your kid to the point they'll form coalitions and then come literally forcing themselves in. I mean, take Anderson Cooper. He is the, you know, top globalist, worth probably over $500 billion. They say he has no money. Well, there's the family money of the robber baron estates. He's related to six robber baron groups. He's all tax-free. But he was inducted as a child model by Calvin Klein and others at age 9. And then, of course, I'm not going to get into it all, but it's well-known, okay? It's well-known who Anderson Cooper is and what's been done to him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still...